at the combine catching up with John Elway. John, you've been in Indy for a few days now with the competition committee. Have you enjoyed doing that?
It's been good. Off to a good start. There's a lot of meetings and a lot of information to go through. But, yeah, I'm proud to be on that committee. It's a good one. And you know, it's been eye-opening for me. Kind of see how the process of the new rules and how everything works. And so I've enjoyed it.
Any topics in particular that, you know, moving forward?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, talking about instant replay is always a topic. And, you know, so there's that, and, you know, player celebration and, you know, a lot of different things that go into that. So, you know, look at a bunch of different plays on penalties, whether it be, you know, offensive pass interference, defensive pass interference. And so trying to just clarify everything to make the game better.
Free agency just around the corner. This morning, Vance Joseph said that the offensive line is the number one priority. How do you plan on addressing those issues?
Well, we'll look at it. And obviously the market's going to open. It's not open yet. So, you know, March 9th, everybody will be out there. And we'll get a couple of days before that to start talking to some agents and kind of see where everything's going to fall. And so, you know, we've been through the process and evaluated everybody that's there. And so I'm going to have, an order of, as we get closer to kind of see where things fall. And you know, obviously we've got to get better in the offensive line. There's other spots we want to continue to get better too, but that's going to be a focus.
A lot of rumors about Tony Romo out there. Are you in this position right now where you're exploring all options, at least discussing it?
You know what, we do that anyway. And so, I mean, obviously we try to go and look at all the different scenarios and talk about different situations and where we would be. And so, you know, we do that with everybody, and we do that every year. So we try to, you know, leave no stone unturned. And if there's a way that we can make the Denver Broncos better, we're looking for that way.
When you talk to a lot of the current players, they say, oh, it's going to be fine. John will do something. He'll make a splash. Does that put a lot of pressure on you?
No, but you know what? I the fact is we're trying to get better for us in the personnel side. And for what I do, it's this is the time of year that we got to make our football team get better. And so as far as when it comes down to personnel, and so, you know, I'm real excited about the new staff that we have. And now that, now free agency is right around the corner. And then we get a chance to look at all the young guys this week here in Indy, that, this is an exciting part of the year. So next 2 months is our time. And with the draft being the end of April, that, we got to get the Denver Broncos better.
When you look at all the young guys here, where do you see the strengths in this year's draft?
You know, there's a lot of good football players. You know, I think, you go through it. Obviously, there's a lot of wide receivers coming out every year because of, you know, the way the game has changed in college football, and as much, you know, throwing as they're doing in college football. So a lot of wideouts, a lot of corners, a lot of defensive backs, you know, good year for tight ends and good year for running backs. And so, there's a lot of good prospects in the draft.
Your former teammate Ed McCaffrey give you any advice?
You know, he didn't need to. Obviously, we've seen Christian and, you know, being from Colorado and being from Denver, and plus, you know, having watched him a lot at Stanford, Christian's going to have a tremendous career in this league.
Finally, one thing that you said in the past is that Vance is really good at evaluating talent. What kind of role do you want him to be playing here in the next couple of months?
Well, he's going to be right in the middle of everything. And that's, you know, I think, you know, that's one thing that, you know, this is a collaborative effort among all of us. You know, Matt Russell being there and our whole personnel side and personnel staff, they do a tremendous job. And so, I mean, I think that, it's not one guy picking these guys. It's you know, having those conversations, evaluating every player, talking about every player and what's best for the Denver Broncos. And so I'm looking forward to working with Vance for the first time this year and know that, it'll be a good situation and we'll be able to find some good football players for the Broncos.
All right. Thanks, John. Enjoy the rest of the week here in Indy.
All right. Thanks, Phil.